Grace, mercy, and peace be unto each one of you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our text is the gospel reading for this day from John chapter 6. I read for you again these words. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. So far the reading of the text. In the name of Jesus, the bread of life and only Savior of the world. On another occasion, when he was being tempted by the devil, our Lord Jesus quoted the Old Testament when he said, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." And that is most certainly true. The Israelites did not survive in the wilderness for 40 years simply because they ate bread. It was not the bread itself that sustained them, even though they received it day after day. But it was the word and promise of God and His faithfulness to His word. They endured and survived because God had provided the manna, though they did often grumble about it. Likewise, in today's Old Testament reading, God provided Elijah with a cake of bread to sustain him on his journey to Mount Horeb. Elijah had been fleeing the murderous threats of Queen Jezebel and was bemoaning that he was all alone and that he just wanted to die. Yet, God did not grant that wish to Elijah ever. Rather, he gave him what he needed, and he sent his angels to give Elijah food for his journey. And Elijah never did die, but was taken to heaven in a chariot or a whirlwind. As the children of God, we need a diet full of bread, the true bread from heaven. And as we eat this bread by faith and by mouth, we live, because that bread is God's word made flesh. To survive and thrive in this wilderness, we need to eat the bread of life so that we may complete our journey through this life and reach the promised land. In truth, Jesus came to give you Himself, the true bread from heaven, the very bread of life, to sustain you body and soul, now and forever. Now, as God fed the Israelites with manna for 40 years, and as Jesus fed the 5,000 with only 5 loaves and 2 fish, we know that He is most generous in giving us the bread of life. He wants you to eat in abundance until you are filled. Then, He wants you to return whenever you hunger again, whenever you need His forgiveness. He wants to so fill you with the forgiveness of all your sins that you desire to receive it with eager joy. He says in Psalm 81, "Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it." And that's what He offered to the Jews as well. But they murmured against Him. Rather than receive the gift of living bread that Jesus offered, they grumbled that Jesus had said, I am the bread which came down from heaven. You see, they didn't want to believe that this Jesus was the Messiah God had promised to send. They didn't want to hear about Jesus having come down from heaven because it was so contrary to the way they thought. It really didn't make any sense. For the man who stood before them didn't look any different from anyone else. As far as they knew, Jesus was the same as they were, for they knew his father and his mother, or so they thought. They refused to hear and learn from Jesus because they hungered for their own righteousness. They wanted to rely on their own reason and strength. But their inability to believe does not change the truth that Jesus had come down from heaven. Jesus is the true Son of God, the second person of the Holy Trinity. He is fully and completely God in human flesh. In him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. He is very God of very God, begotten, not made. Yet, to the eyes of the Jews and all unbelievers, he was a mere man and nothing more. They were offended by what could be called the scandal of familiarity. They were familiar with Jesus and were scandalized by his claim to have come down from heaven. And quite frankly, we too often suffer the same problem. For as we come into God's house, we don't always recognize that Christ is here to give his gifts. It doesn't appear that much of anything is really happening here. For we only have the preaching of repentance and the preaching of Christ crucified and risen. We only have ordinary water and words, bread and wine. To the human eye, it does not appear that anything particularly special is going on in this preaching or in the sacraments. Our fleshly reason sees the same liturgy, same Bible, same pastor, saying the same words, wearing the same vestments, and wonders how something so familiar could actually be all that important. And yet, it is. The Father, the Holy One of Israel, is here drawing lowly and miserable sinners to himself through his word and through his Son. What a gracious God we have! One who desires that no man, no woman, no transgressor should perish, no matter how vile his or her offenses. You, who don't need to look far to find the ugliness of your sin, are dear to God. And he deigns to save you, to call, gather, enlighten, and sanctify you. And this is most important. For no one, I repeat, no one will be saved unless God does it. We don't draw ourselves to God. We don't save ourselves. Rather, God draws us to him and he saves us from our sin and from death. So, he is here in this preaching, that is, Jesus is here drawing you to himself and to his Father. For through the preaching of the gospel, you are taught by God. And as you hear and learn from the Father, you come to Christ. For faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. This is the reason the Father sent His Son into the world. He wanted you to be reconciled to Himself and live with Him forever. And how would this come about? This Jesus would give His flesh for the life of the world. Out of His great love and mercy, God would show compassion to those without a shepherd. He would willingly give up His life for all mankind as He laid down His life on the cross, so that all of your sins would be forgiven. And all of this so that you would know the Father. You see, sin alienates you from the Father. If you were to see the Father without Christ, you would perish forever. For you cannot stand in the presence of perfect holiness. Yet, God sent His Son not only to die for you and rise again, but also to teach you. For in Christ, God the Father speaks to you and tells you that He loves you. In and through the sacrifice of His dear Son on the cross, He invites, He entices, He draws you to Himself. For when you hear that your sins are forgiven for Jesus' sake, you are attracted to Him as the loving, gracious, merciful Father He is. So it is that God draws you to Himself through Christ. He holds out to you the living bread from heaven. When, by God's grace, you receive this bread and eat it by faith, you have eternal life, not just in the future, but even right now. For Christ Jesus died once and for all, and more than that, He rose from the dead. His life is your life. He is your bread. And He alone is that source of eternal life. The eating of which He speaks is faith, that is, believing in Him and all that He has done and all that He continues to do for you and for your salvation. And when you participate in His Holy Supper, He gives you His very body and blood for the forgiveness of your sins. The body that hung on the cross, bearing the sins of the world, bearing your sins, is here on this altar to be your food for your body and soul. In that body and blood is the forgiveness of all your sins given to you and for you, so that you will not die. In that holy meal, you receive the very bread of life in a very tangible way. By God's grace, you do taste and see that the Lord is good. Jesus said, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled." Yes, my friends, this is no empty promise, for He is here to fill you with His righteousness. He is here to feed you the bread of life. So eat this bread which comes down from heaven. Believe in Jesus for the forgiveness of sins and eternal life. Come to His table to receive that very bread into your mouth. For when you do so in faith, you will not die. Rather, you will live forever. For the one who gives you this bread is the living bread which came down from heaven. And he will most certainly raise you up on the last day to the glory of his holy name. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.